Hi there, I'm Todd Widman, and I'm here with 2008 CrossFit Games winner Katie Motter. Katie, we're here in your home. First, thank you so much for having us. Where are we right now?
We're at the Schottenstein Center. This is my home for 5 years here at Ohio State. It's a practice court, and I've spent too many hours in this gym. But thank you guys for coming. At least it's warm in here.
Go way, way back. Junior high, even elementary school, where did you start the competition side? Where did you start working out?
Competition side started when I came out of the womb.
Okay. Explain.
When I was a little kid, my uncle played football at Bowling Green. And so he and I just have this competitive thing, and it's kind of just in my family. I hate to lose at board games. Anything. Eating contests, like whatever you want to put me in, I hate to lose. And I am the worst loser on the face of the planet. I started playing real early, first grade, second grade, and just had a natural thing with it. I loved it. I'm from a really small town. There's not much to do where I'm from. So.
And you said natural with basketball or sports in general?
Sports in general. But I took a liking to basketball right away. But I played pretty much anything, soccer, swimming, track and field, all that good stuff up until end of high school when I came here.
Strength, is that a natural strength, or is it something that, did you go to the weight room at an early age, or when did you start picking up heavy things often?
Heavy things often. I honestly didn't lift a thing in high school. I was okay. I'm a naturally big, strong girl, you know, and got away with it in high school. You know, I overpowered a lot of people, but as soon as I got here, it was on. I loved it. I could have stayed in the weight room the whole day.
Lots of work done in here. Do you know, I know you said it's a new strength and conditioning coach, your old coach. Have you taken anything from that to Rogue Fitness?
Technique. I mean, we were drilled in here, you know, coming in as freshmen on technique. You know, obviously, playing at a high level, you have to be as safe as possible. You know, if you're coming in here and doing your lifts and you look ugly and you look crazy, they're not going to let you lift. So you're going to start out with a PVC pipe. And I had some teammates that were on that for 3 months because they couldn't get the movements down.
Now it's time to get personal. Let's talk about you as a CrossFitter. Let's talk about you right now.
We'll just go top down. 5'9", 165. Haven't cleaned in a while, max-wise. Last time I did it was 190. Clean and jerk, same thing, jerk 190. Snatch 155. But I haven't, since the games, I really haven't. I took like a 2 month break. Deadlift at 330. Back squat, I have no idea. I haven't maxed out on that in a long time.
Knees. Cindy, 5'10, 15.
The last time we did it, it was around 25 or 26. I think it was 25.
Rounds.
Yeah. I'm telling you though, out of every workout, Cindy makes me the most sore. Every time we do it, I wake up the next morning, I'm like, holy shit, I am sore. I hate this.
Yeah.
Like every part of my body, I would never guess that about that workout, but yeah, it makes me sore.
How about times for rowers, distances? What's your 500, your 1,000, and 2,000? Start there.
I don't know my 1,000. The last time I pulled a 2,000, it was around 7:15. I pulled the first 500 I did last night, I pulled like a 139 on, so.
A 139. You're a badass.
No, I'm not, but like it's one of those things where you hate it, but you love it, so you want to get off of it, so quicker, harder you pull, faster you get off.
Tell me about training and specifically for the games, prior to the games. You started lifting, you went to Ann Arbor in April, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you started doing CrossFit in January?
Yes.
So tell me, from that time up to Ann Arbor, and then what you changed from then all the way up to the games.
January to April, I was just going to Rogue 5 days a week. After the cert, the guys I went up there with were like, oh, you know, I think we should go to the games. And we started actually train for it. And it was, we met every day at 1 o'clock.
Is at Rogue?
Yeah, at Rogue. Skill work, whether it be, you know, heavy cleans, deadlifts, you know, all the basics. And then the workouts were nasty. They were desensitized me to everything.
Your workouts, were they something different than the workout of the day? Was it something like crazy long, crazy different than what you did in your WODs from your beginning to January, or excuse me, to April?
Not a ton different. A lot more volume, a lot more intensity. Depending on the day, I mean, we had some hour-long workouts, like hour-long WODs, and just amazing. But, you know, you got your 5 minutes in there, you got your 10 minutes in there, too. Just depending on the day, I thought we had a really good mix, and obviously it worked because, you know, results were proven. Bill put all the workouts up there. Now we threw in some hero workouts, we threw in some girl workouts, so had a good mix going, and just we put up a ton of weight, and I think that's what, you know, going into that last day in the games, 100 pounds for me, I didn't even do 100 pounds in our workouts. I was up 115, 125 for all my workout wads. So I think that's the biggest thing, is trying to go heavier and, you know, desensitize yourself to everything else.
How about your diet? There's always a question about diet. You talked about it a touch, and I had quite a laugh about this one, too. You said, yeah, I'm zoning pretty hard. I don't weigh and measure, really, but I'm really big. So I kind of got a laugh about that. What do you eat? How do you eat? How do you want to eat? Tell me that whole thing.
I don't think I said zoning hard. I said I try to, but I'm not strict about it. No, I just try to eat clean. I try to follow zone principles, you know, meat, clean carbs, and, you know, fats. I try and follow that, but I'm not really that strict about it. I kind of go with what works for me, and it's worked out well. I try to take one day a week where I get whatever I want, and, you know, have a few drinks here or there, and pizza.
All the good stuff.
Yeah.
How many people is this place hold?
17,300, I believe.
And so here we are, like, were they ever screaming, Katie, Katie?
Yeah, it's a pretty cool feeling.